The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we move to a story which is happening in the UK at the moment, and I know many of you may have watched Married at First Sight, the UK version, which is under scrutiny now after three women made allegations against the men who they were partnered with on that show. The women claim Channel 4 didn't do enough to protect them. In response, Channel 4 has now removed all past episodes of Married at First Sight UK. Vincent McAvinney is a UK-based journalist and has more on this. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning.
So this all emerged from a BBC investigation into MAFS, as it's known.
Yeah, that's right. The BBC Panorama programmes investigated this programme for about 18 months, they say, looking at the treatment of the contestants and the allegations. So one woman says that her on-screen husband raped her and then threatened an acid attack. She's now pursuing a legal action against the production company. A second woman says that she was allegedly raped and her episodes, despite her telling Channel 4 this, were still aired. And a third woman has said that there was an unconsented to sexual act. So these are quite serious allegations against a programme that has been running for Channel 4 for 10 years now. It is a sort of big hit for a channel which is increasingly struggling. And as you say, they've pulled all episodes from this and are being warned by, you know, the regulator Ofcom that they have due care over welfare participants. And the departing head of Channel 4 will in fact be in front of a select committee in Parliament today. Completely separately, she was going to appear there, but I think she's likely to face some difficult questions on this show.
Okay, because they have a new boss now, don't they, since March, who was out speaking on this yesterday. And they have filmed a new season, haven't they, Vincent? That is ready to go, but we don't know yet whether they will show it. It seems unlikely in the circumstances.
Yeah, I think until they get this cleared up, it's going to be unlikely. Now, you know, Channel 4 are saying, you know, that they are reviewing the welfare on the show. Lawyers for the production company say that they have the gold standard of welfare and industry leading. I mean, there has been huge changes behind the scenes in British TV. If you go back a couple of years, you know, there have been real questions about the welfare of contestants in Love Island, allegations from women's charity about sort of emotional abuse, coercive control, those kind of behaviours even being displayed in the show. But then you've had past contestants as well taking their own life, some of them having been sort of cyberbullied, the allegations around the Jeremy Kyle show as well, going back further. So this is something that British TV has tried to address, the sort of welfare, because, you know, there are historic allegations going back to the X Factor as well about treatment of contestants and the sort of lack of, you know, suddenly these people find themselves in the public eye without any real sort of support or guidance as to what to do. So the production company is obviously saying that they have put what is required in place, but by all accounts, it seems that this is a really concerning series of incidents for this programme, which some people will say, you know, it is a pretty risky programme to go on, to be suddenly married to someone. And they aren't sort of legally recognised weddings, but you still are expected a sort of certain level of intimacy very quickly with someone who is a total stranger.
I think you're absolutely right. And Jess Phillips, the former safeguarding minister, she was on BBC News after having watched the Panorama programme and said it felt so likely that issues like this might arise on the show. And it does seem pretty obvious that you would have problems if people are being thrust together and then expected to live as man and wife. But this show is extraordinarily successful right around the world, particularly the Australian version. I know a lot of people have watched that one, and it doesn't seem to have arisen yet anyway in other jurisdictions.
Not that we know of, but this might prompt, as we've seen sadly in other cases where, you know, when one set of contestants speaks out, others then decide that they feel comfortable enough doing so. But so far, there hasn't been. And as you say, this show is pretty popular. But, you know, if you watch something like this, you can sort of see sometimes, you know, the people being sort of put on the show. You can clearly spot there's some people that are doing it because they want the attention that comes off the show, particularly, you know, Instagram followers. And some people you can tell are just, you know, people the production team have come across who are live wires, combustible characters. And you can tell sometimes when the marriages, you know, quote unquote marriages have been set up more for the TV than anything else. And that can lead to, you know, quite dark or, you know, probably difficult situations arising because of the nature of the contestants.
And this is a really important part of Channel 4's real estate, isn't it? It's one of the jewels in the crown for the station. It has a viewership of 3 million, which in the context of the UK mightn't seem like a lot, but it's very important to them nonetheless.
Oh, these days it is. I mean, it is one of Channel 4's biggest hits. I would say it's kind of up there with, you know, sort of Gogglebox. They have a real struggle, Channel 4, because of the historic way that it was set up in the 1980s by the broadcaster, by Margaret Thatcher, in fact. They have issues where they sort of don't have ownership of the productions that they have. The idea of Channel 4 was that it would encourage kind of production of stuff across the UK, and the production companies would kind of continue to own the rights. They would be the broadcaster. And in the streaming world, that is sort of seen an absolute disaster for them, because you can see a Channel 4 program on Netflix, and to my understanding, you know, Channel 4 don't get any money from that. The production company does. So Channel 4 is in a little bit of a death spiral at the moment. So having one of its biggest shows like this come under such scrutiny and have to be pulled from, you know, transmission and from the player is a real kind of risk for them. And it comes at a time where we're expecting in the couple of weeks that Sky and ITV, that Sky, the parent company of it, Comcast in the US, they're in negotiations at the moment for Comcast to buy ITV. It would be a massive amalgamation of UK broadcasters. And there are some that have been arguing that the only way to balance that off is, in fact, for the BBC to sort of subsume Channel 4. And this is going to put a spotlight on Channel 4 at the time where that has sort of been called for.
Certainly is. Vinny, thank you very much. That's Vincent McAvinny. And I'm aware that as we're talking about subjects like this, it can sometimes raise issues for people. And if you have been affected by anything you've heard there, you can contact the National 24-hour rape crisis helpline on 1800 77 88 88.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.